We're on the road. Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA. And welcome to another great and exciting edition of On the Road with the MTA. My name is Jay Gibbons, alongside with Stephanie Kay from the MTA. How's Stephanie Kay today?
I am well, as always, Jay. I love how you introduced that. It's always like very pleasant to hear, and it's like, oh, that's nice. Do you think it's going to be exciting? But it puts a lot of pressure on too. It's like, we have to be exciting.
Yeah, we just like the way it rhymes. So
it does. No, thank you for that. And you know what? We always have something exciting. Truly, we go out in the community and we try to find people who are making a difference and organizations that are helping so many people. And we were able to find that all in one person. I met this gentleman a few months back, and I was so impressed with what he is doing. He has been with the Catholic Charities for 26 years, and he's run community service departments, which include all three soup kitchens, community closets, Mid-Michigan Resource Warehouse, which is what we're gonna be talking about mainly today, and it's amazing, and seasonal programs. He's lived in Flint for 35 years. He moved to Grand Blanc about last 10 years, and his wife, Crystal, also works for the Catholic Charities as a medical assistant. And Jay, I think I told you about this warehouse where nonprofit organizations, teachers, caregivers can go in there and get, I told you the example was a $120 Instapot for like $20.
Oh, that's fantastic.
These places have the most resourceful things for people, and it's just amazing. So please help me welcome our guest today who makes this all happen and such a hard worker, John Mance. Thanks for joining us, John.
Hey. Oh, I'm so happy to be here today. Thank you, Stephanie.
How did you pull yourself away from all that work that you're doing?
Well, luckily I have a great crew that's working. So every once in a while I can escape and do things like this. Yes.
Well, it is amazing what you're doing for the community. I mean, I really was blown away. I could not believe that you could offer so many extremely wonderful products. And we're talking brand new products. And they're from other agencies that have donated them to you, like Walmart, like Amazon Return Centers. And you have 4 to 8 pallets that you receive every day. I was afraid that you might wear out, like just run out of items for people. But that's not the case, is it?
Well, no, absolutely not. It is not the case. So, yes, you're correct. We do get some local retailers. We actually have 16 Walmarts in mid-Michigan that we receive product from. We have the Amazon Return Center down in Romulus, and we have CVS Return Center in Metro Detroit area in Novi in that distribution house. So we're getting, like you said, 4 to 10 pallets a day. Unfortunately, that's not true today. We're getting 30 pallets from Amazon just today. And this is what makes this special, is because we are the only one in Michigan. We're a big secret in mid-Michigan that we'd like to get the word out to be able to distribute these items to nonprofits, churches, schools, and teachers.
Well, this is all about, so people know about this. I have two daughters who are both educators, and I know they take money out of their own pocket to help these children, get the students what they need. Some kids don't have a lot of clothing. They don't have a lot of support from home. They don't have a lot of food. And when I went through your warehouse, I was impressed. I was shocked at how many things you had, the value behind it. You have diapers, you have food, you had a big bag of candy during Halloween for $1. So these teachers can really get a lot more for their money to help the students. And it's for nonprofit. I want to make sure you realize it's nonprofit, teachers, and caregivers, from what you had said. And I know that the average person would love to save 80% of their goods, but this is for people that really are paying it forward and need it. So tell us how they can come and visit and shop with you.
Well, and also school, churches, they can come too, especially the ones that have pantries. And all they have to really do is come to the warehouse and take a tour. And like I always say, you're hooked. So you're going to want to come back. So we decided about 8 months ago to give teachers a free membership so they can all come in. There's got to be thousands of teachers in the Mid-Michigan area. Remember, this isn't just this community, but it's many communities within 100 miles. We have schools, churches, and nonprofits all the way from Ann Arbor to Saginaw, Port Huron, all the way over to Lansing. And we're the only one in Michigan. It all got started in 2018 when Good 360, which is a national corporation that takes retail stores and matches them with nonprofits. And it got so big that they decided we needed some hubs. You have to think about it like sort of like the food bank does. So they're a hub for nonprofits, but they do food. And that was phase one, actually, about 12 years ago. And then phase two was to get the products that are not food. Everything you see in a Walmart store, literally everything, we're talking lawnmowers, tents, clothes, shoes, everything that's non-food will go to a CRP. The CRP means Community Redistribution Partner. So it helps Good 360 to be able to have a Community Redistribution Partner, or CRP, in a community to be able to distribute items to other nonprofits, and that's who we are. There's currently around 70 CRPs around the nation, and we're the only one in mid-Michigan, or actually in Michigan. So we're happy to do that, and then in 2019, January, we actually opened our doors, started out slow, but has grown very much. We have over 400 different memberships at the moment, and there's plenty of room for more.
Well, I knew that you were going to be slammed when you said, yeah, we're opening this up, and you know, people are going to find out slowly about it. I didn't want to bombard you, but I thought as soon as I told anybody, they were on board. They're like, how do I get started? How can I get over there? So what are your hours if somebody wanted to come and shop for their church or their school or their organization? What are the hours they can come visit? And tell us where it's located exactly, too.
Well, our address, we were above the North End Soup Kitchen in our gym. This is grassroots. This is how we got started. Obviously, it wasn't really big enough or conducive enough for a warehouse. So we are very lucky to be able to be inside of a strip mall, our own storefront, and the address is 6340 North Genesee Road. That's Flint 48506. We're a half mile south of Stanley Road on Genesee Road.
And the best description is it's the old Micatam, right? The old Micatam Lounge.
Well, the Micatam was just down the street on Stanley.
Okay.
And Stanley and Genesee. And then the owners of the Micatam had another huge, I don't know, party bar or whatever it was back then, and restaurant. I remember going there. I don't want to remember how old I am yet. But
my brothers and sisters did. I was a little bit young, but I remember hearing all about it.
Oh, yeah. And it was a nice facility. So new owners took it over. And the one thing that may stick out to a lot of people is there's a huge bingo sign. And they have bingo there all the time up until summer of last year. So that area is vacant. And we're the very first unit when you pull in. We're the very first one nearest to the road. And there are signs that says Catholic Charities.
Well, when they walk in there, they're going to feel like they won bingo because that is a hit, man. That what you have in there is amazing. So if they do want to visit too, what are the hours they can come and see you?
Well, we're there Monday through Friday, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. However, on Wednesdays, we extend it to 6 o'clock to help with the teachers. So Monday through Friday is 10 to 4, with Wednesday being all the way to 6 p.m.
That is so thoughtful of you. I know when I was in there, I said, both my children are teachers, but they work until 3 or 4, so that'd be hard. And that's when you said, yep, on Wednesdays, we're going to open until 6, which means you have to have a lot more volunteers, a lot more workers, a lot more people to help with these pallets. And I saw so many people like little ants in there unpacking the pallets, and they're putting prices on them, and they're you know, helping to have people shop. Do you need more volunteers?
Well, we can always use some volunteers. And, you know, I'm really actually thinking about getting more staff because we're growing. We're like doubling every year, and which makes this space good because we're going to actually expand the warehouse another 2,000 to 3,000 feet
wow.
in the summer months because we just have too much stuff to put out. And
now, John,
we want to put more out.
I have to ask you, I know I thought this, and I know many other people have to think about it. How can you afford to do this? I mean, I feel like you should raise those prices, but then it wouldn't be as appealing to people, of course, but the prices are so low and there's such great quality items. And yet you just said you have to pay for more help. You have to expand, which means more rent. And I know that people will donate things to you, but how are you affording to do all of this?
Well, first of all, we don't these aren't donated items from people. So we want to make sure it's clear that these are items that we're partnered with CVS, Walmart, and Amazon. And when we get these items, a lot of times they're returned, so we have to go through them. So 35% of this stuff is actually trash. So we actually go through it to make sure they work, to make sure they're not broken. All the appliances are tested. Clothes, if they're ripped, we get rid of. And then another 20% of the products that are good go to our community closets that are given away to regular folks, people that are registered with us at no cost. And what the way we're able to do all this is through Good 360. We pay an annual fee. So when you're talking about expenses, we have an annual fee for each store that we have. On top of that, we have our trucks and gas and all that, and then our staff, which is only 7 staff members right now. And so those are our expenses. Because that we're selling the items to our, we call it warehouse fees, to the nonprofits, and so many of them, because we're doing probably about 10 to 12,000 items a week. You know, and the average cost for an item is a dollar. You know, they start at a quarter, they go to about $5, and then you have your appliances that are a little bit more. But the average is about a buck, between $1 and $1.50. And the trick is to get more members to come in and get all these things. So there, people's bills may be $40, $50, but they'll have a couple hundred items on their receipt. And teachers are starting to take advantage of this more and more because we have so many school supplies out now. We give a bag, a Ziploc bag full of 4 or 5 different folders, notebooks, pencils, pens, erasers, and scissors for a dollar. And it helps your bottom line. I know because I used to teach. So I had to buy stuff like that. So I know firsthand what teachers have to go through. Our trick now is to be able to get the word out to these teachers and have them come in and take a look and see and have them take advantage of this stuff. Now, a lot of the products, especially the higher end stuff, is 80% off retail. So we look it up and we calculate that percentage. But many of the items are between 80 and 99% off. So there's even more. For instance, right now we're doing a candy sale in about a week. And either bags of candy that you mentioned earlier are that normally a dollar, or we're going to sell 12 different bags of candy to our memberships for $5. So they're going to get even a better deal. Or 50 individual pieces, big bars of variety for $4. And this is going to help them when they build their Easter baskets that are what, a month away, you know, so it's going to help them out. Plus we have seasonal items. So we'll have a holiday section. We already went past Christmas. We just sped past Valentine's and we're still in St. Patrick's, but the Easter stuff will be out in probably about 2 weeks. So they can come in and get a lot of those items as well.
Oh, great. So once again, if they do want to shop, if they want to become a member, if they want to maybe apply for a job, if they want to volunteer, what is the best way to get a hold of you to let you know what they're looking for?
Well, they can email us or call. And email is pretty simple because it is Mid-Michigan Resource Warehouse. We use all abbreviations. So it's mmrw@ccsgc.org, which is Catholic Charities, Shiawassee, Genesee County. So it's mmrw@ccsgc.org. Or you can call us at 1-810-391-2509.
Give it one more time, that number, one more time.
810-391-2509.
Well, John, thank you so much for what you're doing, because I know it's a lot of work. I saw how hard you were working. Everyone was just working diligently to get those pallets unpacked and get them on the shelves. And it's so organized. When I went, I saw toys in this area, and you had appliances here. You had bikes. You had anything you could possibly think of. These really nice plush blankets. And they were all organized in a nice area, so you knew what you were looking for. And it was also clean. Everything was so clean, and everyone was so nice. So I just want to thank you for what you're doing for this community, because it is just unbelievable. It's like the best kept secret. But now I got a big mouth and a microphone, so we're going to tell people all about you, and hopefully you won't be doing this.
We're counting on it.
Well, I can guarantee you I'm going to get the word out there for you. So I really appreciate it. I just can't tell you how much we need this. So, and every week we like to give a fun fact about MTA that people might not know. And I want to share one that kind of reminded me of what you were saying. You said, especially during the COVID, people were still needing food and they needed water and they needed to get out. So MTA did partner together with a lot of the nonprofit organizations and churches and places that had food and families that maybe couldn't get to those locations. MTA partnered together to take our Your Ride drivers and put the food and the water in their cars and deliver them right to people's front doors. So MTA has always been there and helping, and they've never said, oh, sorry, can't do it. They find a way to make sure the community gets what they need. And that's why we love partnering with you. Catholic Charities and MTA are working together right now with a tiny houses project. We'll be talking about that forward, further on too, but they're amazing what they're doing together. So thank you for being part of that, John.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Stephanie.
All right. Well, keep listening because you never know when you might hear more things. Just like John Mann's here with this, the warehouse where you can save so much money for your organization. We want to thank you for listening each and every week. And don't forget to listen next week as well, where we'll bring you more wonderful information. Like Jay said, exciting, right, Jay?
That's right.
Well, to keep listening, if you have any questions for us or for John, feel free to email us. It's on the road at mtaflint.org. Stay safe. And thanks for listening to On the Road with MTA and Stephanie K and Jay.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community, your connection, your way.